Because they don't have any problem with any of the shows, with anybody walking into an office and saying, hey, what are you doing? I've got great ratings, and eyeballing somebody. They don't have to have, it's great. It's a perfect thing for a coward to do.
No, and it's cost cutting, you know. You get rid of all the salaries of all the syndicated shows and the people that had to run the shows, and then the people that had regular shows on the station, and all you really need is just your handy dandy selector computer. You need your selector computer, you need your standard voice guy, and you've got to go find the voice guy that's doing the voiceovers for the Jack Station in Boston and the Jack Station in Hartford.
Because you don't want to get an original idea in there.
And
if you do that, you're going to get fired.
In Indianapolis, and then you got to have them saying, you know, Jack. No. I didn't like the a little more, and I'm thinking like, Jack. Well, yeah, perceptual studies show people like Jack. We'd like to make ours unique. Can you just go, Jack?
Jack Buffalo.
These are the types of decisions that are being made by these pinheads now that are running stations.
Idiots.
So they're out of it. Buffalo's out of it for now. Sorry, you know, we are sorry.
We played some games up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with it. Let's take some calls from some folks in Buffalo. I'm guessing that's all we're getting right now.
How long were we on in Buffalo?
This time? Gosh, I don't know. It's been over 10 years, though.
Okay.
On, I believe, 4 stations.
Really? So we've always had a presence up there?
No.
We're still on WHDK in Rochester, right?
Right.
Would it help if all the gals came out tonight?
The gals?
The Buffalo gals.
Oh. Oh, he's using that movie he made when he... That's that movie you made on your 60th birthday.
Yes, I did. Fun memory.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight?
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
All right. What happened, man? I got in my car and I hear 92.9 Jack FM. I almost drove off the bridge. I swear to God.
How are you enjoying the selection of fine music?
Okay, well, this is what they played. They played Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they dropped the MC Hammer Bomb on
him.
Yeah.
And then they had a little Rolling Stones and the Hey, What's Going On song with that chick. I don't know what the hell it's called.
Oh, Four Non-Blondes.
Yeah, terrible song. But, I mean, I just almost cried. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, well.
You know, we're very sorry about that. You know, we wish that we could broadcast to Buffalo to say that, you know, this is an awful idea and hopefully we'll be back, but... Jesus Christ.
We got it 10 minutes before we went on the air. That's
sorry about that, my friend. Sorry.
Well, when are you guys...
Oops.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh, and his last memory will be that of being hung up on.
Well, that's a good thing, too, in case we come back to Buffalo.
Didn't mean to, though. Hello, Don and Mike. It was like accidental.
This sucks.
Involuntary manslaughter.
The best way to break up.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi there.
This sucks, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Oh, hi there, Buffalo. How are you?
I've been better. Just to give you an idea of what they're playing, I just enjoyed a little bit of Raspberry Beret followed up by Little Pink Houses. So they must be going with a color theme or something.
It sounds like they're playing only top five records.
It's horrible.
Well, whatever it is, it's just retarded. And we apologize.
Can I make a last request until I hear you again here?
Sure.
Can I hear some sort of exchange between the Duke and Rosie just as parting ways?
Nope.
What about...
Let me ask you a question here.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't like dealing with terrorists. How far are you from Rochester?
At least an hour down the thruway.
Wow. Okay, there you go. That's your next location, my friend.
Yes,
see you later.
I got to drive.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Tough
it's
love.
It's nice there.
It's tough love. That's what we got to offer you, is tough love, my friend.
He requests that always.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Well, I have a solution. You know, we can do something. Because radio is powerful, but people are more powerful. Mm-hmm. We can boycott any product sold on any Infinity station.
Son, you're so funny. May I tell you, that doesn't work.
And we've tried it.
What are you going to do? I mean, really, yeah.
Been there, done that.
I mean, we've tried it. We've spearheaded an effort on our show. What are you going to do?
Boycotts that we try don't work. Boycotts against us don't work. Boycotts really work.
What are you thinking about? Let's take McDonald's. What are you going to do? Are you going to not go to McDonald's? Do you think McDonald's is going to give a rat's ass that they're not selling a cheeseburger a day to some guy? And do you think that it's going to get back to them that the reason that they're not selling the cheeseburger is because WBUF changed their format?
No, I guess not.
No, really? I mean, I hate to put it in those terms, but
we appreciate the support.
No. You're right. In the heart, you're right. Your spirit is right. But the truth is, it's a goddamn cold corporate world where the people that run these stations could give a crap about the people who listen to them. It's all about the bottom line.
Yeah, it's about the numbers, not necessarily even the ratings.
Right.
It's about the cost-effective ways of running a radio station.
So you would say, well, I'm going to get Procter & Gamble, and we're going to boycott all their products, and we're going to get 10,000 people to sign a petition online, and boy, we're really mad. And then...
just drop in a bucket.
Yeah. They don't care.
A bucket with no soap in it.
I mean,
we think you guys do a great show, and we're behind you, and we're not looking to take money out of your pocket. Trust me. You give us a lot of...
Well, no, listen, you wouldn't... Listen, a boycott... It didn't take money out of our pockets. We get paid no matter what happens.
Yeah, we really do.
The stations are on their own. I'm just telling you that...
It was a pretty good call, incidentally.
It's not... it's just...
Vice President of Viacom, I think his last name is Meoff.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's contact Mr. Meow.
Yeah,
that's just another one of those jokes.
But that's
his wife every night.
But that's why it's Jack though. Jack FM, because it's named after him.
Mm-hmm. You know, how can he sit at his table knowing that he's, you know, fired 30 people in the past 2 years?
Oh, it's easy.
Oh, listen, they've done it. If you think it's just 30 people that this company or any radio company has fired in the last week, forget it. It's in the hundreds. And how does he like his dinner? Probably well done. With lots of big drinks,
mm-hmm.
and all of it put on the corporate account, so that he doesn't have to pay for it.
No,
I mean, really, I'm not. I hate to draw this parallel, but you know, how do you think the Nazis felt when they killed all the good guys?
They felt great.
Yeah.
Now that'll make the paper. Don and Mike compare cancellation.
Well, no.
In Buffalo to Hitler's Germany again.
No, it was corporate radio. I'm saying the way that corporate
radio. Don and Mike compare corporate radio, parent company Infinity Broadcasting.
Well, now you're the one that's naming all the names.
Pack of rabid thugs.
You're naming all the names. I'm just saying that corporate radio in general. The guy said.
Don and Mike referred to operations manager Cameron Gray and general manager Michael Hughes as Nazi dogs.
I stand on that. You can print that. I'm okay with that, Mike. I back you up on that. Corporate radio doesn't care anything about anybody that listens. They really don't. They're so worried covering their ass about satellite radio, you know, which is something that may or may not occur in the next 5 to 10 years.
Labeled Viacom chief Les Moonves as an AH of biblical performances. Proportions, rather.
That, too.
On that one, I would like to distance myself from that remark.
Yeah, way to go, Mike.
I was simply providing a hypothetical example. That's all I was doing.
I would like to say, though, that I was watching Julie Chen on the early show.
Be very careful with that.
So it's okay.
I'm particularly sensitive to that.
It's okay for you to call him an asshat?
Hey, man, I saw the movie Crash, okay?
Yeah?
Over the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, what does that have to do with Julie Chen and Les Moonves? Are they in the movie?
It's when you're making the Asian sound of Crash is a racially charged movie. All religious.
So because you saw a movie, I should not do the voice no more?
Very sensitive.
And does that mean you will not do it either, Mike?
I will never do that again.
You will never do this again?
Not after seeing that movie, no.
Oh, that's a life-changing movie.
It's just one, you know, really, Sandra, there's a moment when you're doing that Sandra Bullock has when she gets rear-ended by this Chinese woman, and it was funny. It was very funny.
So you won't do
that? I hit Blake's. You smash into my Blake.
You know? I hit Blake.
When you knocked out my Blake light, it was funny.
I'm excited that Hollywood is finally catching up to me in the racial sense.
Absolutely, Rob.
That's
good. What happened.
Oh, you know, I did not get to see that movie. My wife did want to see that yesterday.
You know, it's so nice to finally go into a movie and enjoy it. It was a refreshingly, surprisingly good movie.
Huh.
A little bit long, like they... Either I'm getting old or these movies are getting too long. They all seem 10 minutes too long.
Agreed.
Every movie I've ever seen in the last 2 years seems 10 minutes. This movie has
a
little bit of everything.
This movie touched you so much you not do your fake Oriental Asian voice anymore.
Oh, I just a joke with you about that.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
You get that as much as you want, Joe.
Thank you, Honorable Mike. God.
Okay. Anything I do for you, okay?
Let's
see your auntie, okay?
Julie Chen.
Thank you.
That's all I want to say.
That was Don Geronimo say that.
Hello. But they are just asses, all of them at corporate radio.
Oh, and, it's a shame. You know, we're bummed that we're not on in Buffalo.
How can they eat? How can they sleep? Very, you know, like all bad guys can't.
Yep.
they sleep with full stomachs and clear consciences because what do they care if they fire 20 people, 50 people, 100 people, if they make 100 people, 10,000 people, 100,000 people, if they make them upset because their favorite radio show or station is gone, they look at the bottom line and they go, hey, look at this today. Look at, we got rid of all of, we got rid of this and this and this and this and this, and it's only going to cost us this. Hell, let's fire up the private jet. I mean, that's what it's about.
Now let's see what it sounds like. Cup of goat's blood and it's off to bed.
Man, that is absolutely what it's about.
Man, when they're not doing their demon rituals.
Sucks on ice. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hey, man, I'm thinking about walking towards the light.
You're thinking about walking towards the light?
Are you a Buffalo person?
I'm from Buffalo, man, and I'm hurting real bad.
You listen every day?
I listen every day since you guys started up here, man.
Oh, wow. You got to go to Rochester, my friend.
You guys are just still on in Rochester.
Yes. We've been on in Rochester for a good long time.
For now, but drive fast.
Well, that's right. I saw that you're affiliate. I saw it on the website.
WHTK. Drive fast, my friend. God,
I'm disturbed by this Buffalo development. I am disturbed by this Jack FM. I am disturbed that this happened so suddenly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Depressed in Buffalo. But look at the bright side, Rob. You can just eliminate that Canadian line now because they'll have no place to listen.
They'll figure out all...
Oh, no, they listen to us in Vermont and Maine.
Vermont?
Mm-hmm.
But listen, there's plenty of low-power AM stations here in Buffalo.
Or thanks for the vote of confidence.
Back on KB. Back on KB, then.
Okay, because that's how the business works.
Uh-huh.
I'll just pick up the phone and start calling stations at random. Well, which is the equivalent of what Westwood One does.
Exactly. Hi, how are you? Am I interrupting your dinner?
What are you doing?
All right, thank you, my friend.
Can I interest you in a wonderful opportunity?
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
This is Kevin calling from Buffalo.
Hi, Kevin.
I swear I thought it was a joke when I turned on the radio at 3 o'clock and I heard Jack FM. I was like, no way can this be real. After hearing you guys, you know, go off about Jack FM for weeks, and then I turn on BUF and there it is.
Yeah. Because we were talking about Jack FM so much, it almost seems like it was personal.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like, it really does. But I know it wasn't. It was corporate.
That's what I was telling you about, like liking them. No, it's not. Yeah. They don't give a rat's ass.
They don't really even think about making us angry. They just want to do what they're going to do.
Right.
Yeah, it's not us. It's not the listeners. It's not the advertisers. It's not the community. It's, oh, my God, is there a chance someone else is going to go Jack FM? What station do we have go Jack FM? Hey, what about the one with all the talk shows on it? Yeah, you know what? And the talk shows, like, you know what?